And our listeners, a mouse looked through the crack in the wall to see the farmer and his wife open a package. What food might this contain? The mouse wondered. He was devastated to discover it was a mouse trap. Retreating to the farmyard, the mouse screamed the warning, "There's a mouse trap in the house. There's a mouse trap in the house." The chicken clucked and scratched, raised her head and said, "Mr. Mouse, I can tell this is a grave concern to you, but it is no consequence to me. I can't be bothered by it." The mouse turned to the pig and told him, "There's a mouse trap in the house. There's a mouse trap in the house." The pig sympathized and said, "I'm so sorry. Sorry, Mr. Mouse. But there's nothing I can do about it but pray. Be assured, you're in my prayers." The mouse turned to the cow and said, "There's a mouse trap in the house. There's a mouse trap in the house." The cow said, "Wow, Mr. Mouse, I'm sorry for you, but it's no skin off my nose." So the mouse returned to the house, head down and dejected, to face the farmer's mouse trap alone. That very night, a sound was heard throughout the house, like the sound of a mouse trap catching its prey. The farmer's wife, she rushed to see what was caught in the darkness. She didn't see it was of a snake, a poisonous snake, whose tail the trap had caught. The snake bit the farmer's wife. The farmer rushed her to the hospital, and she returned home with a fever. Everyone knows you treat a fever with fresh chicken soup. So the farmer took his hatchet to the farmyard for the soup's main ingredient. But his wife's sickness continued. So friends and neighbors, they came to sit with her around the clock. To feed them, the farmer butchered the pig. The farmer's wife didn't get well. She died. So many people came for a funeral. The farmer had the cow killed to provide enough meat for all of them. The mouse looked upon it all from the crack in the wall with great sadness. So the next time you hear somebody's facing a problem, a trial, a challenge to their faith, and you don't think it concerns you, remember the mouse in the house. Excuse me. Welcome to Did You Hear? The United States has called for the release of a Baptist pastor in Miramar who was rearrested and imprisoned by the ruling military for hours after being unexpectedly released, prisoner says International Christian Concern. Did you hear over in India? We have many listeners from India, various states. But the pastor and brother was attacked by Sikh wards, who yelled out, "We warned you not to convert." A pastor and his Christian brother were severely wounded last week after a group of warrior Sikhs attacked him with swords on account of their faith in Jesus Christ. India ranks 11th. On the Open Doors World Watch List of the top 50 countries where Christians are persecuted. Think about that. You hear me keep saying, asking, posing the question, I already know the answer, and according to the Word of God. Why, I just followers of Jesus Christ. Followers of Jesus Christ. I know you have an answer. Did you hear that there is a class actions lawsuit alleging that Target, you know, the store Target, allegedly illegally collected biometric data on its customers? Did you hear about it? You didn't, including face and fingerprint scans. According to an Illinois lady who filed a class action lawsuit against a Minnesota-based company on behalf of herself and other customers, Arnetta Dean alleges Target violated Illinois' Biometric Information Privacy Act by collecting customers' data without obtaining written consent or sharing data retention and destruction policy. Dean, an Illinois resident, filed the lawsuit after allegedly having her biometric data collected without consent during visits to the retailer stores. According to NBC Chicago, Target allegedly employs advanced facial recognition technology in its stores to prevent theft. The suit cites a Target investigation center leader who said, "We're using state-of-the-art equipment to gather as much intelligence as possible, reduce business risk, and take down criminals." The lawsuit filed on March 11th in the Circuit Court of Cook County, Illinois, also claimed the company did not provide the necessary disclosures or allow customers to opt out of the data collecting practices. The plaintiff seeks statutory damages of $5,000 for each intentional or reckless violation of the law, and $1,000 for each violation found to be negligent. They also seek to recoup attorney fees and other litigation expenses. The lawsuit also seeks injunctive relief to prevent Target from further violating the biometric privacy rights of Illinois residents. The hearing in this case is scheduled for July the 10th. Did you hear anything about it? You didn't. Why not? And what they have on their site is a video. And it's indicated that Target has an actual crime lab that's so good, the government agencies come to them for help and are the only retailer that uses DNA and fingerprints to identify and help catch rings of professional shoplifters. Customers who frequent the store but do not make a purchase are going to be suspected of being shoplifters, and they'll be scrutinized more closely. The lawsuit references an entire TikTok page of videos where consumers and former employees discuss Target's surveillance system. Wow. But this should be good news for flyers on airlines. The U.S. Department of Transportation have ordered their airlines must now refund delayed canceled flights. Did you hear about that? And did you hear Generation Z? You'll need to spend $149,000 on your rent if you're renting by age 30. Did you hear about that? And did you know that Texas is the top for you to move to in the United States, and you beat out California and Florida? And even though you may go to Texas, the rent is climbing to such a degree that, according to Rent Cafe, you're going to end up spending $149,000 on housing by the age of 30. And so what Rent Cafe did, they compared housing costs using historical data between millennials and Generation Zers to see how much more the younger generation is going to pay from the ages of 22 to 29 years of age. Did you do your homework? You sure? All right. That's what the young adults have said. Well, how about the seniors? You know, the older people. Did you know that more than one quarter of the United States adults over the age of 50? I know you're 49. I know you're trying your best not to get to 50. I know you are. But they say, expect to never retire. I say, what? And 70% are concerned about prices rising in their income. An AARP survey finds about one in five have no retirement savings, according to research released Wednesday by the organization that shows how a older America is worrying more and more about how to make ends meet, even as economists and policymakers say the United States economy has all but achieved a soft landing after 2 years of record inflation. Okay. Now we're talking about relational trust on these topics. Okay. Everyday expenses and housing costs, including rent and mortgage payments, are the biggest reason why people are unable to save for retirement. The data will matter this election year as Democratic President Joe Biden and Republican rival Donald Trump are trying to win support from older Americans who traditionally turn out in high numbers with their policy proposal. Matter of fact, the study, even when it's filed, the AARP study based on interviews completed with more than 8,000 people in the coordination with NORC, Center for Public Affairs Research, finds that one-third of older adults carry a credit card balance of more than $12,000 and 12% have a balance of $20,000 or more. Additionally, 37% are worried about meeting basic living costs such as food and housing. Far too many people lack access to retirement savings. But you already knew that, didn't you? Everyday expenses continue to be the top barrier to saving more for retirement. And some other Americans say they never expect to retire. Is that you? And so while you're working hard, are you looking out for your health? Did you hear about the lady who's only 23 in Colorado who was left paralyzed from the neck down and on a ventilator after eating canned soup contaminated with deadly bacteria? Did you hear about her? Well, Claudia, originally from Brazil, was on a work exchange program in Aspen when she started suffering dizziness, double vision, and trouble breathing. And within 24 hours, all of the muscles in her body became paralyzed, leaving her on the ventilator. And it took 2 weeks for doctors to find the cause, botulism, which is an infection that attacks the body's nerve tissue and affects just 100 Americans per year. But the local health authority said that the soup was suspected to be the source of the infection. Botulism is caused by eating foods that have been contaminated with the bacteria, C. botulinum. These toxins attack the nervous system and can cause paralysis. In essence, cause you to be paralyzed. It most commonly occurs in homemade canning when the food is improperly preserved. In the past, botulism has been linked to foods like sardines, pesto, tomatoes, and pickles. The illness does not spread from person to person. There's no risk to the general population. Are you looking out for what you're eating, putting in your body? While working, well, are you? All right, so now, look at the young adults, the health, the older adults. Let's go back to the aging factor. especially for those of you who are 49, thinking you're 69, feeling like you're 69, feeling like you're 99, 79, feeling like you're 309. When does old age really begin? Did you hear about the study that's out now that the seniors think 75 is the new 65? Are we getting older and later in life? People dread the idea of aging. However, a new study from the international team of researchers reveals the definition of old age is changing. Compared to previous generations, people now put off considering themselves old until later in life. The study conducted by a team of researchers from Germany and the United States and published in the journal Psychology and Aging analyzed data from over 14,000 people born between 1911 and 1974 who participated in the ongoing German Aging Survey. Participants were asked a simple question: at what age would you describe someone as old? According to the team's findings, people in their mid-60s believe old age begins around 75. This perception, though varied importantly across different generations or birth cohorts, people born later, especially those born after 1935, tended to push back with age in which they consider someone old. In other words, the threshold for being considered old has shifted upwards over time. Life expectancy has increased, which might contribute to a later old age. Also, some aspects of health have improved over time so that people of a certain age who were regarded as old in the past may no longer be considered old nowadays, says study author Dr. Marcus Wettstein from Humboldt University in Germany in a media release. Several factors are driving this change in perspective of old age. With people living longer, the goalpost for what's considered old naturally moves farther out. Changes to retirement age could also have an impact. In Germany, the retirement age has gradually increased from 65 and will reach 67 by 2031. Let me stop for a moment. So what's the retirement age in your country? In your country. Did you look and see why you're doing all that working? If people are working long, it makes sense they may not consider themselves old until later. What piqued researchers' interest is that they found the trend of delaying old age has accelerated in recent decades but may now be reaching a plateau. While people born between 1911 and 1935, 1936 through 1951, had very different perceptions of when old age started. There was little difference between the 1936 to 1951 and those born 1952 to 1974. They speculate this could be due to a slowdown in life expectancy increases. All right, so you're working hard. You're looking out for your health. And you recognize you're getting older. And you're starting to sink in. So while you're out there working, did you know that under 1% of savers have more than $1 million in their 401ks, according to an analysis by the United States' largest provider of 401k accounts? Did you hear about that? Did you hear that Fidelity found 422,000 of its 45 million accounts, the milestone? But the experts insists that the task isn't as arduous as it may seem. Did you hear that the personal finance blog, The Motley Fool, has broken down three habits of 401k millionaires? And although financial planners argue that there is no magic number for retirement pots, a seven-figure balance can be a helpful target. Did you hear that over a 25-year retirement, it would cost retirees $40,000 a year to live on, bolstered by additional Social Security payments? Did you hear about that? will Social Security be around in the United States or your country or your country or country? But they want to continue to give an indication or suggestion how to save $1 million into your 401k by the age of 62. So let's start with you and you and you, but start with your age, 22. So if you save around $325 a month, then your retirement fund should be worth, you know, $1 million. If you're 27, you put down, you save $500 a month, that increased $1,000,003. You're 32, $750 per month, $1,020. If you're 37, you're saving $1,200 a month, $1,500. If you're 42, you're saving $1,900 a month, $0.4 million. Think about it. Time for your retirement. So, when you sign up for an employee-sponsored 401k plan, you have the option to have the company match your contributions. So what are you going to do? Well, specifics vary between employers, but in principle, the plans operate in the same way. You put a certain percentage of your salary to your plan, and the company will also contribute up to 100% of your offering. Commonly, employers may offer 50 cents per dollar up to 6% of your pay, and ultimately, they can provide a dollar-for-dollar match on the first 3% and 50 cents per dollar on the next 2%. The experts frequently point out that by not contributing to your 401k, contributing too little, workers are leaving free money on the table. Did you know that? Did you hear that the Motley Fool, F-O-O-L, also points out that 401k contribution limits are so generous, workers are unlikely to exceed them. For example, for 2024, you know, when during turning to May, the deductible limit is $23,000 or $30,500 for those over the age of 50. The analysis suggests securing a full company match will put your savings rate close to 10% this year. With an average salary of $60,000 per year, then you'll end up contributing $6,000 per year over a 40-year career. This is going to lead to $1 million. And they went on to indicate that the number of savers with more than $1 million in their pots, again, hit $422,000. Did you hear about that? You didn't. Well, make sure you're also looking at the fees, you know, F-E-E-O. Is fees spelled like that? I just wanted to see if you were paying attention. You know it's not F-E-E-S. So you look at the fees on the 401k plan. Do you notice how they can significantly dampen investment returns? And you already know that there are three types of fees covering administrative, service, and investment. You already knew that, didn't you? Administrative fees, you know, they tend to be non-negotiable savers. They do have more control over service and investment charges. Let me slow down and grab my water. All right. And you already know the service fees are only paid when you wish to activate certain features of your plan. For example, taking out a 401k plan. Investment costs are charged by the funds available on your plan. And savers can find funds with low expense ratio, such as broad-based index funds. Did you hear that the recommendation that the key to accruing a large 401k balance is time? And those who surpass the $1 million mark tend to have been investing for years until they haven't, and they haven't paused contribution or withdrawn funds until they need to. I know that's you. And did you hear by using this approach, it allows you to benefit from your compound interest? And that is when interest is generated not just on the original invested sum, but on the interest that has already been accumulated. Did you hear about that? And it gave the example that if you invested $100 with a 10% annual return, then you would have $110 after 1 year. And in the second year, the 10% return would then be applied to the $110 figure. And that trend means that your interest amount increases slightly each year, which allows your money to snowball. But you already knew that, didn't you? I know you did. So what you gonna do? Well, I know you know what to do. You do, don't you? Did you hear about the individuals who happen to be migrants who were swinging bats, belts, and even traffic cones at each other in a fight outside the New York City hotel? What's going on in the United States, in your country? Now that we took a break from the previous knowledge, you know we have to continue. Did you hear? Oh, just don't keep looking at the United States. Look at your country, too, and your country. But did you hear that the United States wasteland, that more than 20 million people are living near sites polluted with hazardous waste linked to infant deaths and cancer? Did you hear? Did you hear that the EPA has updated its Superfund site list in March to include 1,340 locations? And these are where toxic materials were dumped, left out, or improperly managed. Did you hear about it? You know, like in New Jersey, it has the most with 155 across the state. And in Pennsylvania. But if you really care, take a moment and do your research for you. You know, earlier we were talking about inflation and eating and not being able to. But did you know in the United States, in your country, wait, we're talking about the United States. Did you hear that in the United States, that citizens are hungrier under President Biden, with 17 million households now struggling to afford food due to inflation? Did you hear about that? Did you hear that the individuals who have not come into the United States legally, that a advocacy group in Denver says 6 months of free food and housing is not enough, that people have looked upon that as being offensive and a slap in the face for individuals who have come legally in the United States, and for the U.S. citizenry who have worked all of their life, and U.S. citizenry who are homeless, helpless, hopeless, and hurting. Did you hear? Did you hear in Florida that the prosecutors are seeking the death penalty of Floridian mom who forced her daughters, 3 years of age, 8 years of age, to drink bleach and choked them to death because she was under voodoo? Did you hear about the 10-year-old boy in Texas confessed to killing his mom when man while he was sleeping? What's going on in your state similar that no one ever hears about? What's going on with the individuals that is doing that? Those of you who have followed Challenges of Faith radio program know I love archaeology and faith. Did you hear about the rare 2,000-year-old Jewish pilgrim clay token that was recently found at the Temple Mount? Did you hear about that? You didn't. But while we're on the topic of today, as relates to in the United States. Did you know that this week that Jewish individuals around the world are celebrating Passover, which is an eight-day holiday marking the biblical story of the Israelites leaving slavery in Egypt? But you already knew that about that, didn't you? Oh, you didn't. Well, why not? Did you know that in the United States, Passover is a widely observed Jewish holiday, with 62% of Jewish Americans saying that they held to participate in a Passover Seder the previous year? According to a 2020 Pew Research Center survey, and that's higher than the share of U.S. Jews who said they fasted for Yom Kippur the previous year, 46%. Did you hear about it? Did you know that the share of United States individuals who are Jewish own a Hebrew language prayer book is only 59%, but lower than the share who own a menorah, 81%, which is used to mark the 8 days of Hanukkah? Did you hear about that? Did you hear that Jewish people who are married to Jewish spouses are more likely than intermarried Jews to have gone to a Passover Seder the previous year or to own a Seder plate? Did you know about it? So you didn't hear about none of that? You didn't know about none of that? Don't you think it's time for you to independently do your own research for you, so you factually know, not just be told by others? You sure? All right. All right. So, did you hear that our beloved sister, Deborah Denise, who happens to be Native and Black American, whose songs you hear on Challenges of Faith radio program, Deborah was kind enough to send Challenges of Faith radio program her new album in March, and it has been released. And if you haven't heard it, especially the one, I Need You, and if you listen to the words that Deborah is singing, it's all giving honor back to God. But look at our show notes, any of our show notes. Visit our site, purchase our music. Upcoming Sunday morning, Haman. You know, the one who wanted to exterminate the Jewish nation. Yeah, Haman. He finally made it to dinner with the royals. You know how you all want to go to dinner with somebody that you believe is more important than another human being? So what happened at this dinner? And then Sunday evening, off to Shelby Delgado. Going to discuss her new book, Single Fulfilled.
You're my Lord and my Savior. You're my Lord and my Savior. I put my trust in you. Yeah, you are my strong tower. You are my strong tower. I put my faith in you. For I know I can depend on you. Trust in you. for I know.